Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Brendan Bennett. He is the program coordinator for Focus on New Fathers, a program helping dads live life more easily, comfortably, and more happier. Good day, Brendan.
Hi, I love that intro. That was really nice.
So, first and foremost, do you remember your initial reaction when you knew that you, or when you were told that you were going to become a dad?
Yeah, what a great question. Yeah, I was in our spare room actually playing PlayStation, having some downtime, and my wife came in and said, oh, look, guess what? And what an exciting kind of moment in time that was, and just knowing that, you know, life is going to be turned upside down, but for the better, and something really amazing is ahead of us.
So did you cry? Did you jump? Did you shout?
I think I kind of was a little bit taken aback and just kind of processing it, but then immediately kind of jumping up and giving my wife a big cuddle, and you know, some tears were shed, definitely.
And I guess for the first time in a long time, it was the first time you dropped your PlayStation and forgot about it.
Yeah, that's right. Time to put that PlayStation away now.
So you're a dad to two wonderful daughters.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, two little girls, and love them to death. But I also acknowledge that, yeah, parenting can be really tricky. You know, it's got its ups and its downs. You know, there's lots to laugh about, but then there's times when, you know, things get a bit tough and you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. So I guess, you know, having something like this program, the Focus on New Fathers program, particularly for new dads and dads-to-be, could really help them understand what's happening during pregnancy, and then, you know, what actually is happening when baby arrives, you know, when you are a dad.
A lot of the preparation, pregnancy and prenatal and postnatal, I've observed is focused on the mother, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a big focus on the mum, and you know what, rightly so. You know, like, you know, pregnancy is such a big change, and there's, you know, a lot to take in during this time. And there's lots of care and support for mums during this time. But I think the gap here is, you know, dads and co-parents, like where do they fit in? And, you know, they're part of the process, but almost sit on the sideline.
Yes.
A little bit. You know, they want to come to clinic appointments, but perhaps, you know, they can't get the day off work, or, you know, they want to come in for the booking appointment, but, you know, they just can't escape from something that's holding them back at work or whatever the case. So they want to be involved in that healthcare setting and those moments in time. But, yeah, just kind of sometimes life gets in the way. And, you know, something like this app helps them connect more to the process of, you know, hey, where's Bubs at to now in the developmental stage of pregnancy? You know, what can we be expecting at 22 weeks or 30 weeks or whatever the case?
I suppose as well, because the system in itself is, fair enough, it's focused on the female because she's the one carrying the baby and she's the one who's going through bodily changes, but it doesn't give enough attention to the side of the father as well, isn't it? It's like,
yeah,
most,
that's right.
Literature, so, most programs are built to help and support the mother or the women. And it's good to know that there's some programs also that are for the fathers and for the men, isn't it?
Yeah, so like quite often, you know, like you said, like, you know, there's a lot of care and programs and support for mums, and rightly so. You know, but this is something that dads can access during that time, mm-hmm. You know, and something that I feel like dads are crying out for, that dads are needing. You know, when people transition into parenthood, it's a big change and it can be a stressful time, and it's a hard and complex time. You know, life is changing and you need all the help and support you get. And perhaps, this is, for some communities and for some families, this could be the only support, that extra support that they can actually receive.
But
so it's a really good opportunity for dads to be connected into a support system.
My question is, and I'm very intrigued, why text messaging?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that, and it's about, something that's quick and easy for dads. And, you know, when we're talking about men and men's health in general and, you know, ways to provide information and support to dads, it needs to be short, it needs to be easy to access, and it needs to go straight to them. So something like this program where they receive text messages, you know, on their phone, so they can be at work, they can be in the lounge room, they can be on the way to the gym, they can be on the way to footy, and they can still receive these text messages, and they can still receive, you know, updates and helpful information about baby, you know, straight to their phone. And it's really, it goes straight to them. You know, they don't have to make a time for an appointment somewhere and take time off work. You know, this program goes straight to their phone.
So are they just basic information about you're at 32 weeks gestation, this is what to expect, and or your child is 1 month old, this is what it's doing, or is it personalized and tailored to the needs of the father?
It's actually, so the text messages vary depending on when a father signs up. So if they sign up, say, at a antenatal clinic appointment, then the text messages are actually synced to the developmental stage of bubs. But say if they sign up when their baby is a month old, the text messages relate to that time period. And when we think of the text messages overall, they vary. So they could be text messages about attachment with baby. They could be messages about co-parenting and messages about self-care. So they're the main three types of texts that dads will receive. And I guess a good example of that, when we think about attachment, is, you know, this is an example. Hey, Dad, I will try to communicate with you from an early age with my face, my voice, and my hands. Learn to understand my signals. So if you're a dad looking at that message, you know, that's perhaps something the dad might not be aware of. Mm-hmm. And the first time the dad is hearing something like that. An example of some of the co-parenting text messages would be, you know, hey, Dad, show your partner some kindness and let her know that you appreciate and support her where she is right now. So something, you know, really kind, you know, for the partner in this experience, you know, acknowledging that, you know, she is going through a major time in her life too, but this is a message that can go to the dad for a bit of a reminder to check in on the relationship.
And by what you've read, it's some short, simple, but it's got a bite to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what's really great is the messages come from the voice of the baby. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they always, well, most of them start with, hey, Dad. So it's like the dad is, you know, hearing their baby talk, you know, and the baby is talking to the dad. So again, it's building that connection, you know, from baby to dad. You know, and I think that's the real kind of crucial thing here. It's like, it's building that connection, it's building that attachment, it's establishing a relationship.
Yes. And so I suppose my next question would be, what if the dad has a question? Can he go and ask someone in particular? Like, or if he just needs someone to talk to, feeling anxious or just tired and had a bad day?
Yeah, so the text messages, it's not like a reply back type thing, conversation with a person. Whereas, like, I guess the thing with this program is they are supplied information and support services. And say if the dad is going through a rough time, or they're acknowledging that they're, you know, feeling extra stressed lately, through the text messaging, they can participate in a couple of things that checks up on their health.
Mm-hmm.
And if it, I guess, if it comes back that they need some extra support, they will get referred to an organization called Men's Line, which is a 24/7 hotline for men. And if they answer some other questions that kind of gives an indication of feeling a little bit mentally unwell or feeling extra stressed, then the Panda service can call that gentleman. So Panda is the Perinatal Anxiety Depression Association for Australia. So Panda will actually call fathers back within 24 hours to check in on them and to make sure that they're traveling well. And if they're not, then they are there to provide a service to that father.
Who can join?
So dads in Western Sydney can join. So this is a project that's happening across New South Wales, but it's got a different couple of different sites across New South Wales who can join. So pretty much new dads and dads-to-be living in Western Sydney, living in Northern Sydney, living in Northern New South Wales, and living in Murrumbidgee. So they're the four main local health districts. Yeah, if you're over 18 and if you've got a partner who is at least 16 weeks pregnant, or a baby who is up to 6 months old, and you live in any of those areas, you can sign up for the program. And all people need to do is to jump onto www.smsfordads.com and they can sign up.
And is this free?
It's free. I should have mentioned that.
I think that's
free.
The most important question of all, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's free. They don't need to download an app. This is just a text message service. So like they would get a text message from their partner or from anyone else, they will get a text message from SMS for Dad.
And this is from dads who expecting dads up to 6 months old, correct?
Yeah, so you can sign up when you're a dad-to-be or if you're a new dad. And it's not just a program for your first child either. You know, you could have two or three or four children and still sign up for this program.
And as we talked about before, every child is different anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I guess, like, you know, this this program really gives dads those educational tips around parenting, you know, acknowledging that parenting is tricky and fatherhood is hard, but here is some useful and supportive information that can help you along the journey.
Thank you very much, Brendan Bennett from Focus on New Fathers, and good luck with your program.
Thank you very much.
Share or comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.